This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So the first thing we're going to talk about today is our amazing sponsors, Cassidy.com.
Yes, Cassidy.com. Find all your sexy friends and playmates there like we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we go into summer travel time, it's going to be more important than ever that you're putting your travel plans up on Cassidy, because it will allow you to see who is going to be in your area, for other people to view when you're going to be in their area, and maybe get you laid while you're, you know, on a hot trip.
Yeah, for sure. We are excited because we live in a very high travel area for the summer, and we get a lot of people reaching out to us from all over the country, all over the world, actually, like Dubai or Saudi Arabia. Someone reached out to us.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Very cool. So if you would like to try out Cassidy for yourself, you can go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, and click on either of the Cassidy banners to receive 30 free days.
Yes, please do that.
Yeah. We've had a fun week, right?
Busy.
Busy week?
Busy. Not over yet.
It's not over yet.
There's a lot going on. We're not done yet. It's this episode is going to be, well, we don't, there's too much for one episode. So we're going to, we had a great weekend with some friends who came in to visit from out of town.
Yes.
And then we got some things going on today.
Today's going to be naughty.
Someone's pervy. and she's got a play date. She might actually have a second play date. Just never know. That could happen tonight.
Wait, what are you, tonight? I'm going to have a second play date?
You just might.
With who?
Just, you never know.
Or whom?
You just never know. With whom? You just never know. Oh. There might be something in the works. We'll see.
That sounds naughty. Yeah. Someone I don't know?
Right up your alley.
Is this like stranger play?
Kinda, sorta. Yeah, kinda.
Oh, this is exciting. Yeah. I'm really excited now.
Yeah, so you don't know.
So
anyway.
Basically, I'm going to be a giant slut today is what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm down for that.
Yes. In the best possible way. So this could be very, very interesting
today. Just make sure he's not a smoker.
Stop it.
And he's hot. Stop.
Have I not hit a home run like pretty much every time I'm up to bat?
Yeah. Well, we're meeting someone tomorrow night too.
We are. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I could. Well, you set that up, naughty pants. I had nothing to do with that.
Well, it's someone that's been looking at us on Cassidy forever. It's a guy who's been looking at us for like 6 months, but has never actually communicated with us.
Well, he's been out of the country, right?
Well, I didn't know why. I was just like, who's this creeper guy that keeps looking at our Cassidy profile? But apparently it's because he travels all the time and he's very rarely where we actually live.
But his home is here.
Right. So that'll be kind of interesting. He seems like a kind of complex, interesting dude. So
And you set that up. I didn't know anything about it until you told me.
Yeah. Well, I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, for sure. The fact that he actually this is his home. But
he's been like this ghost for so long. Like I've seen his like profile picture and his name, but I've known nothing else about him until like a week ago. So
we're meeting him for a drink tomorrow?
Yeah, we are.
So again, we've got a lot of naughty shit going on and it's been a very, very busy week. We crammed a lot of stuff into this weekend.
Yeah, we really did.
Yeah, so we should start by saying that we had some friends from out of state come visit us.
So first, before we get into this weekend and all the fun that we had there, we would love for you guys to follow us at FP Swingers, both on Instagram and Twitter. If you're on Twitter, come follow us because, you know, I put up some, not naked pics, I guess. I put my tits up a couple of times.
Yeah, you're naughty. Yeah, you do.
So yeah, there's some fun shit on there. Plus then you hear about like the new episode information and new projects we have going on and blogs and all sorts of shit. So follow us on Instagram or both, preferably Twitter, at FP Swingers. Plus, we have our YouTube channel, which is really starting to heat up. We're doing some really fun, cool shit there. Please find our YouTube channel at Front Porch Swingers. And if you subscribe, we would love you for it. And
Yeah, do all that.
Thanks for the support.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so let's talk about this weekend.
Well, it was, you know, we had some friends come in from out of state.
Yes.
And we had the opportunity to meet with them, I guess it was Friday evening for a cocktail. It was. We had. You know, we went to a couple of our favorite spots.
Yeah, you know, a new place in town that I'm in love with.
Yep, got to show them around a little bit. We had a great time, really, just reconnecting with them. We hadn't seen them since we were in the Denver party.
Yeah, and I was really excited to talk to them about their BDSM knowledge because we've talked about this on the podcast before, but we don't really have couple friends at this point that are super into BDSM. Obviously, we have Clint, and I talked to him about some stuff, but it's a little bit different talking to a couple that's also trying to kind of navigate that world and figure out what they're into in the BDSM world together. It's a completely different dynamic than with one person.
Yeah. And we do have one couple that we know very well. We play with them regularly, and they're great people. They've become really good friends of ours. And they do play in the BDSM world a little bit. They want to learn more, obviously, so we've been working with them on that. But this is a little bit different situation. This couple has different experience, I should say, and a little bit varied. And they have different tastes.
Well, one of the things I really like about them is that they have tried to really get a lot of different knowledge in a lot of different areas. So talking to them about the BDSM world is really interesting because of that. Yep. They just have really like enriched knowledge. And one of the great things about the man of the couple is that he seems like very analytical, and he really delves into things and figures out all the intricacies of stuff, which is really fucking cool.
Yeah, definitely very much. Once they get interested in something, and we'll talk more about that, they're obviously very astute when it comes to photography. We had a great session with them. They were really very kind and generous enough to take some pictures for us, which were awesome. But they're very, as you say, very detail oriented. So when they get into it, it's like 100%. So talking to them about BDSM play was really interesting because they have very unique perspectives.
Yeah. Well, they also have a BDSM club near them.
They do. And they go there regularly for various events, which I think is cool. So they're constantly learning new stuff and trying new stuff.
Yeah.
You know, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have that opportunity here necessarily. So we have to travel a bit to make all that happen. So having a place like, you know, down the street from your house is pretty convenient.
Fuck yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, totally.
What the hell? We need that here.
Yeah, no doubt.
It would be so weird here. It would not be the same thing, though. No. Just knowing our BDSM community, first of all, it's so fucking cliquish.
Oh, I know.
And second of all, it's a little out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's not exactly like, you know, normal people coming together and sharing ideas. It's a little bit more extreme than that.
It's much more extreme. And as you say, very cliquish, very, you know, I want to say it's underground, but yet, you know, we have a very large fetish ball that takes place here in town once a year that is kind of hosted by that group. And so while it is, it's cliquish, it's standoffish.
Actually. Very much so.
And quite frankly, it's a little judgy. So I find that a little interesting. But yeah, if we had a bigger, more kind of out there community here where we live, it would be great. But
well, they haven't experienced any of that where they're at. And they're they're near a large metropolitan area, but they're not in a huge area. But I do think it speaks to the fact that there's an actual club there.
Well, it's a much larger population, obviously, than we've got. And much more open-minded. You know, we live in a place that's kind of closed off.
Yeah.
You know, it really
sucks sometimes.
Yeah, really uptight. So not quite what our cup of tea as it pertains to that. But nonetheless, we had a great time talking to them about the varying concepts. And I think Friday night, we really just talked about our interests, our experiences as couples. So it was interesting. I really enjoyed that.
Well, and they're podcast listeners. And one of the things that I loved that they said, because it resonated with us so much, and it's something that we love when we sit down with a lifestyle couple, is when you hear other people's experiences, it makes you feel like you're not alone. Like when you have those shitty experiences or things that just don't click, or, you know, you go into an interaction and it's not what you expected. And then you hear that other people have gone through that too. You're like, oh, we're not like, you know, just a couple of fucking idiots.
No. It was funny because she had said that she found that interesting because she was like, well, when we hear other people talk about stuff that's happened to them, you know, she's like, oh, well, that happened to us too. So it's not just us.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, you know, the way we talk about it at length, really, it made them feel more comfortable that they were, you know, when they met us or really got time to spend with us, they knew that any kind of a weird or awkward situation that took place was not taken seriously.
Right. Yeah.
It's not just not a big deal.
Yeah. It's not a big deal at this point to us at all. So
No.
We just kind of laugh it off and, you know, move on. So
yeah, absolutely.
And we talked a lot about that too. So yeah, it was just great to connect with a lifestyle couple couple that is passionate about the lifestyle, passionate about BDSM, and also just like legit cool people.
Oh yeah. They're, I mean, some of the nicest people that we've met yet, and just phenomenal people. Well, I'm sure we will stay friends with them for a very long time. They're moving, but it'll still be, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
They got a very cool plan.
So then Saturday, I felt horrible because we were supposed to like meet them for a cocktail or something in the afternoon, but the day just like completely got away from us.
Yeah, we were hosting a dinner that evening at our home. So yeah, the day totally got away between the errands and chores we had to do and then the shopping and all that stuff and getting prepared for dinner, gym, all that stuff just got, it just escaped us. So we were about 2 hours late from the time we were supposed to meet them. We actually met them.
Yeah, for sure. But they were nice about it. They came over to the house and you had kind of already started preparing dinner. We had some drinks and sat in the living room and talked. Yeah. And it was so sweet. They brought me flowers.
Yes, they did.
And they also brought me a zipper, which we talked about last week.
Yes.
So the zipper is the clothespin item, the clothespin line that's held together with string. And she had made this beautiful zipper with like little skull beads.
Yeah, you posted a picture of it, I think, right?
And yeah, it's on our Instagram page. But I just thought that was so fucking nice. Like, they're very thoughtful people.
Yeah, they came fully prepared. We have a lot of toys, as do they.
Yes.
And they brought theirs with them. I mean, it seemed like they brought all of them. They probably didn't, but they brought a bunch.
It was like this, train of luggage coming into our house when they got there.
It was duffel bag after duffel bag of toys. So it was like Christmas all over again.
I know. I was like a kid in a candy store. I'm like, what the fuck? This is amazing. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. So between like the photography bags and the toy bags, it was.
And then they brought paint because at one point we were talking about doing some blacklight paint And, you know, then they brought in their violet wand, which we'll talk about because I think I mentioned this, was it last week, that I'm fucking terrified of electricity.
Yeah.
And they really, you know, we did some work to overcome that. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we got to experience the violet wand at a BDSM party we attended. So we got to see it and you got to see it in action. And you weren't entirely, you weren't super against it after you saw them kind of playing with it. But it still wasn't on your, the top of, your to-do list.
Well, it looks much more intimidating than it really is. Like when you see it being used on someone, you see like the electric connection between the body and the item, whatever, electrical attachment they're using at the time. And it looks fucking scary. You're like, oh my God, they're like being electrocuted. But they helped me overcome that. So we'll talk about that as well.
Yeah, for sure. It was very cool. So we were late. We definitely held them up, unfortunately, but I think we had a really good time.
Yeah, we did.
We enjoyed their company. So you also posted, I think you posted a few pictures of dinner. I pretty much cooked all day.
You did. Oh my gosh. You cooked the most amazing steak and asparagus and béarnaise sauce. And
yeah, it was really good stuff.
We had like sorbet for dessert and you went all out.
And we had some cocktails. We actually had cocktails Friday. You and I had more cocktails than we normally have on a Friday night because we went to a couple of different places, our favorite spots. Matter of fact, we closed one of them. The staff was sitting around waiting for us to leave.
They were like, can these people please get the fuck out already? But we don't usually drink more than like one or two in a sitting.
Yeah.
And we had like four, which is a lot for us.
It is, for sure.
And we were not feeling, that was another reason that Saturday was kind of a slow day.
Yeah, we were dragging ass.
We were not feeling well.
We didn't get to the gym as early as we needed to. It was a little rough. But it was a great night, long night. Obviously, we got home very late, which also we don't normally do.
Yeah.
So it was a culmination of things. And I had worked all day Friday, so I was super beat up anyway.
Yeah.
But it was great. We had a great fucking time. And then, like I said, Saturday was dinner party time, and we really enjoyed hosting them. It was the first time we've done that. At the house.
We've actually really cooked for friends at the house.
Yeah, for lifestyle friends at the house. Obviously, we've had family and that kind of thing. But this is a very different situation. And we plan on doing more of that, as we talked about this summer.
I think we're good at it. I think obviously you're amazing at cooking. But I just think in general, like, we're pretty good hosts, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should do more of that.
Yeah, well, that was our plan this summer. And we talked to them. Also, they thought it was interesting that we had talked about bringing some of our lifestyle friends together that don't know each other.
Yeah.
Because again, we are in a small community. And while there are a fair number of couples out there in our community, far more that we find out more and more that there are more couples out there than we think.
Right.
There are still some that are very closed off and they don't kind of interact in groups and they don't attend events and they kind of stay under the radar. We have a couple of friends that are like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to introduce them to some other folks. I think it'll be great. So we'll have, you know, 2-3 couples here at the house at a time. And I think it'll be a really good, a good time. So that was a good warm up for us.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And then after dinner, we kind of just sat and talked and had another cocktail. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Well, we started out, I mean, obviously we were talking all things lifestyle as well as all things life. They have a very interesting dynamic, the two of them, and you know, their future plans are very interesting, you know, moving out of the country and that kind of thing. So we had a really nice conversation with them. And then it moved into a little bit more of a kind of a sensual, erotic conversation as we talked about the different toys and the different aspects of the BDSM world that we really enjoy and that they enjoy and some of the different interactions that we've had. She has a kind of a unique situation, a lot like you do. She has a regular playmate, right, just like you. And we had that conversation and he and I had a conversation about what that was like for the two of us. I thought that was interesting. And then we got into a little bit of where they're very passionate about kind of erotic hypnosis.
Yes.
And he is a practitioner of that. And really, he was able to, it's interesting because, again, you know, a lot of people out there like myself, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. I've done like the sports therapy hypnosis when I was, you know, training and competing and that kind of thing. And while it's very relaxing and it can put you in a very, you know, very open state of mind and very clear and calm and, you know, just eases your tension, it's very cool. And I figured that's what it was going to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely did. I was super surprised because you are very ticklish. You're very sensitive, obviously sensitive to touch in various places.
Right.
And while he was kind of, he was...
Well, let's set the scene. I want to go through this whole thing because it's okay. Actually interesting. So the first thing that I noticed was, so I didn't believe in hypnosis either. I don't. Someone tried to hypnotize me once and I just thought it was like the biggest load of BS.
Right.
But he started with this whole like breathing technique thing. And then like he had me put my hands together, but my fingers apart. And then he like acted as if he was moving my fingers together, but he wasn't touching them. And it was really strange because I was still like I was awake.
Right.
I knew everything that was going on, but there was this sense of like, I didn't feel 100% in control of my body for a minute, which was really fucking weird.
Well, and you definitely were, you're very sensitive, as I said. And as he was kind of massaging your legs and he got to your hips, you're very ticklish there.
Very.
And as I saw him doing it, I thought, okay, we're going to find out right now where her headspace is because she's going to jump straight off the couch the minute he touches her there. And you never moved, which I thought was very strange, very telling. And I was even looking at her and thinking, I kind of made a face like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm sure she didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But you not jumping when he touched your hips, like where your hip flexors are, I was so surprised that you didn't just come completely out of your skin.
Yeah, me too. So you know? I'm not 100% convinced that I was hypnotized. I think that I was in a really deep state of relaxation.
For sure. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. When it was done to me, it was for the same purposes and kind of clearing your head and, you know, getting the negative thoughts out and that kind of thing and implementing positive thoughts. And that's essentially what was going on. But it was very unique to watch you do that. And of course, he did it with her first.
Right.
And
which was fucking interesting.
Well, it was super hot too because she was naked, which was just amazing.
She was like naked and like coming from him, like giving her these suggestive thoughts
and touching her, and it was very, very hot. She was super intent.
It was amazing to watch.
It was very cool.
I could watch that all night. It was so fucking entertaining.
Yeah, that was like super highlight of the night. But so we enjoyed that very much, and I found it interesting because again, I was super, you know, skeptical, and when I saw how relaxed you were, it was obvious that that's really what that whole thing is about: getting you out of the headspace that you're in and getting you more into a relaxed state of mind. And it certainly worked for you because there's no way I can't touch you that way without you jumping through the roof.
Well, no. And usually I don't relax like that. I'm a pretty tense person. We actually joked with them about this, but I really do have the attention span of a child. Like I can't sit still. I have to constantly be moving. I have to get up. I have to sit down. Like, and for me to just lay there, I mean, how long was I just laying there still?
20 minutes?
I have never done that before.
No, ever. Not possible. No, so not unless you're asleep.
That was interesting. I mean, I can't even go get massages most of the time because I can't lay there for that long.
Right. And you're just too, you're just too sensitive. I mean, you jump and too
ticklish. There's something to it for sure.
Yeah. I got you in the right state of mind. No doubt about it. You know, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was very interesting.
So from there, we gathered up a bunch of toys that we had strewn about the floor. And it was time really to kind of introduce you to that violet wand. I was super interested in how you were going to respond to that.
Right, me too.
Because you have an irrational fear of two things, as we know.
Yes.
Electricity and needles. You firmly believe that if you're near a needle, there's going to be an earthquake and it's going to end up in your eye. It's the strangest. Once again, it's like a seven-year-old thought. It's the strangest thing ever.
It's not a seven-year-old thought. It could happen.
But we've talked about this. It's totally irrational. Unless someone is holding a needle over your eye in an area that is really susceptible to earthquakes, I just don't see how it happens.
There's a lot of earthquakes in our area.
I understand that, but we don't ever feel them. Apparently, there's like 20 a year here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't ever know.
So it could happen.
Yeah, but it's not going to.
Yeah, but electricity as well. I've been very scared of it. And like I said, I think it's just from, well, I think it's a couple of things. I think it's that stupid thing of like being a kid and getting shocked and that staying with me for so long.
Did you like stick your finger in a socket when you were a kid and make that happen?
I think what it was I touched a blow dry, like the socket of blow dry when my hand was really wet.
Yeah.
And it like, it zapped me really hard and it hurt really bad.
Yeah, blow dryers are no bullshit.
And so that's like stuck with me for a long time. And it's so strange. The other thing that we talked with them about is like, I love pain and I love being put in uncomfortable situations and I like all of that really speaks to me, but there's this irrational side of me too with certain things that it's like, it may not even hurt, but I don't want it to come anywhere fucking near me.
Right. I mean, this wasn't super painful. It was just, it created a different sensation.
Right.
You know, it could have gotten intense if we had turned that thing up to 10, I'm sure.
Sure. That really hurt really fucking bad.
For sure. That could get real uncomfortable, but it wasn't like you couldn't stand it. I mean, as a matter of fact, you really enjoyed it, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But I was anxious to see how that played out with you.
Yeah, me too. So we go up into the bedroom and there's a case. They have like a case with all of their instruments for the violet wand in there.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, and what was really interesting to me is anytime I've seen a violet wand being used, it's always with the glass attachments.
Right.
So I've seen those before, like the comb that they had. It's a glass comb and it has like the little you know, teeth coming off of it almost.
And almost like, and there was like that little, the suction cup type looking thing was also had, that had more of a larger surface area.
And when you look at violet wands in stores or online, like those are the attachments that you see with them. So that's what I'm familiar with.
Right.
But I thought it was so interesting that they had all of these other little metal instruments in their case.
Right.
Like they had like some sort of a snare pick or something.
Yeah, like a snare drum. It was a metal pick. Then the head massager, the copper head massager. I thought that was very interesting.
For sure. And they also had a body conductor. So there was a little rod that he stuck underneath me.
And you were laying on it.
And so then I was the conductor of the electricity. So anytime anything would touch me, whether it was metal or not, I got that sensation.
Right.
And it was fucking weird. I mean, at one point, like his leg bumped against me, but it was like enough of his leg that it really like caused, you know, a
shock.
Yeah, shock to go through my leg. And it just kind of like, it started from the point of contact and like went down my entire leg.
Yeah.
So it was a little off-putting at first just because it was a sensation I have never experienced before.
Right.
But then I started to really enjoy it.
Well, yeah, because at that point, he's using this kind of like metal, almost like what looks like a metal guitar pick. Like just running it up and down your leg and your arm and your stomach and your tits and that kind of thing. And then, of course, I get involved. So now I've...
And you have this shit-eating grin on your face the entire time as if you're, like, loving that I'm so uncomfortable with this.
Yes.
You sadist.
Well, no, but it was also, like, I was trying to see what is the threshold?
Yeah.
You know, how far could we push this and just what kind of reaction we were going to get from you?
Yeah, but I'm glad we didn't do that because we do that with other things that I'm comfortable with, but I was not ready. You kept being like, turn it up one more, turn it up one more. I'm like, hey, jerk.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly like it wasn't as much of a reaction as I was looking for, but it got pretty intense.
Yeah, it did. I think the my favorite one was the hair massager one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that was awesome. The copper hair massager.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
So
this thing, so you give you an idea, kind of looks like an octopus with a handle.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And it's very flexible and very thin copper rods. And you put it on the back of the skull and, you know, kind of slowly push it up and down and it forms to the shape of the back of your head.
Yeah.
And it's like this amazing sensation. Even without the electricity, it feels really good because it's massaging your head.
Well, with the electricity, it's like sending all of these little like shocks down through my head and through my neck. Actually, I think anything on my neck was also super
erotic
to me. It got me so super excited. Well, and I love just when you kiss or bite on my neck anyway. It's very, my neck area is sensitive for whatever reason.
Yeah,
it's
the nape of your neck was very sensitive, you know, around your ears, obviously. So anytime we got close to that with anything or even just our hands, you were really super hypersensitive.
Yeah.
It was hot.
And then they had a Wartenberg wheel, but it had a ton of the little pins on it.
Yeah, I was using that one.
And you were using that and kept getting closer and closer and closer to my pussy.
Yes, on purpose.
I know you did. Like you, I was like, not too close, not too close. And so you're like teasing me of like just going a little bit further and seeing how far you could go with it until basically it's on my clit.
Right. So I was using that. And then we got one of their vibrators. It was like the Lilo type of
yeah, it's one that like looks like a leaf almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we used that one first because that's not as intense as the wand. We'll get to that. So we used that one first and that was on your clit. And then of course I'm using the Wartenberg wheel at the same time.
Oh my God. It was amazing. It was like this like suction on my clit with like all of this other sensation going on like around my pussy.
Yeah. Because she's touching your arms. He's touching your legs. I'm using the wheel on you.
I was so fucking spoiled. I had like, you know, six hands on me at any given time and toys and the electricity going.
Yeah. You were very much the center of attraction.
It was like there was so much going on at one point that I couldn't focus on anything. It was just like all you could do is sit and feel.
And in very short order, once all those things were happening, you had the first orgasm.
Yeah.
Which was not the last by any means. And then you came twice while we were doing that very quickly.
Yeah.
With those kind of instruments.
Yep.
It was really, I was super surprised because I thought you were going to be so in your own head because of the electricity that you just wouldn't be able to have an orgasm.
I was at first.
It took a lot of build up.
I mean, I turned over and then I turned over again.
Right. You guys were
on my back and then then on my front and then.
Yeah, we spent a lot of, you were on your stomach and we spent a lot of time kind of teasing your legs and the back of your knees and your ass and your lower back and all those things. And it was kind of cool too because you got really interesting we got an interesting reaction.
It feels different, completely different depending on the part of your body.
Sure.
Which is really fucking cool.
Yes. And so we were, as you said, flipping back and forth. So by the time you were on your back and you managed to orgasm twice, you were pretty much in that space.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he kind of turned it up a little bit and it was perfect. It was,
yep.
Yeah. So you were no longer afraid of it. You were, itching for it.
Aroused by it. Yes. Yeah. It was amazing.
It literally was like Frankenstein.
And then you decided to break out our Hitachi wand.
Sure did. Yeah. And well, they don't have one. I wanted them to see it, obviously.
Yeah.
And if anyone who doesn't have one, it's so different from any other wand or any other vibrator.
Holy
out there.
Fuck, that thing is powerful.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, so she's laying there naked and never used it either. So we used it on you first with the electricity.
Yeah.
And it was no bullshit, probably 15 seconds.
It was fucking amazing. And it was a really intense orgasm. Yeah. I always have intense orgasms from the wand because it gives you such like a concentrated, hard stimulation right on the clit if you, put it.
And we had it on the lower setting the first time because we just didn't know what was going to happen, obviously. and so, yeah, it was super intense.
Holy fuck. My legs were shaking. My entire body is tingling at this point. I said that multiple times. I'm like, just got this tingling sensation from head to toe.
Right.
And it was from a combination of, orgasming and having all of those like chemicals swirling in me. But then on top of that, the, electric play and being very aroused by all of the different sensations from that. And it was just, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was really impressive that you took it the way you did and really like embraced it because obviously we're skipping over a bunch of stuff, but you actually started looking for one very quickly online afterwards. Yesterday I woke up and that's what you were looking at.
Yeah.
So obviously that's next on the list.
I need one.
Yeah, it was really intense.
Well, I guess we'll talk about this later, but we played with it again later.
Well, you and I did.
You and I.
The next morning.
Because
they left it for us to play with.
Yeah, and it was crazy then too. And you fucked me. Well, first you licked me while you were using it on me.
Yes, because I didn't do that Saturday night.
Holy fuck. It's like, it makes everything more intense while you're licking me.
Well, it just intensifies everything, I imagine. So that's just a whole nother level. We didn't do that.
Oh, God.
I wasn't sure what was going to happen if I had done that Saturday. So we didn't want to push the envelope too hard.
Yeah, so, but you did it Saturday. And I'm really glad you
did. Sunday morning.
Or Sunday, yeah. That's right.
So As I got finished using the wand on you, you needed a break because we have been playing with that, with this whole thing for probably the better part of an hour.
Yeah, straight up. And I come multiple times. And I was, it was also a little bit, so the wand is great, but it also makes you kind of numb.
Yeah, absolutely.
It numbs everything down there because it's so powerful. So it's like after I use the wand, I have to take a break. Otherwise, it's like completely, you know, I've lost all sensation down there.
So you needed a minute, got some water. Meanwhile, our friend is, our female friend is naked. So she's never used a wand before. I took it upon myself to ask her if she wanted me to use the wand. And of course she did. So
what a guy. You're so helpful like that.
I am super helpful. So she came in like 30 seconds from this thing, like a couple of different times. It was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
And you guys were kind of hanging out and talking and bullshit and playing with the toys and stuff. And she and I were on the bed and I'm basically on my knees going down on her for like 30 minutes because she's fucking super hot.
Yeah, that was an interesting experience seeing. Well, first of all, she's ridiculously receptive to your touch.
Very much.
So every time you touch her, every time you do something different, she'd make a different kind of like moaning sound or it was, and it was very different depending on what you were doing, which was super fucking interesting.
Yeah. And it was super enjoyable because she's so fucking hot and sexy. So yeah, that didn't hurt at all.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Did not hurt at all.
Yeah.
And she's very, as you said, very responsive.
Yes.
So I thought that was super fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
So that's where we kind of started. And we were there. I mean, she was, God, I was probably eating her out for at least 30 minutes, maybe more, because it was super fucking hot.
Well, and I think while you guys were doing that, kind of the highlight for me was his flogging skills. So he asked...
See, I missed that because my head was like between her legs the entire time. I could hear the flogger, but I couldn't see it.
Well, he...
And I'm not complaining.
He knew that it was one of my favorite things. And he talked a lot about, you know, having the ability to go to this club where they're at and really learn how to flog. So I was really excited for him to...
Hone that technique.
Give me some of that skill. And it was great. One of the things that I love, and we've talked about this before, but is the varying of intensity. Sometimes people think with impact play that it just needs to be hard over and over and over again. And that probably works for some people. It does not work for me.
Right.
It doesn't get me into the right headspace. But when you can kind of start slow and be kind of almost sensual in the beginning and then pick up the intensity as time goes on. I mean, I was cloudy at one point. It was that good.
Yeah, it's a rhythmic thing. You've got to start out easy. You can intensify it a little bit and then you come back down and then you go back up and you got to get into that kind of roller coaster, you know, rhythm type thing. And that really works well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There are some folks out there who just like that hard, hard impact. Others like a light impact only.
Right.
Just that kind of just a touch of the material. But for you, it's got to be a kind of a roller coaster kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, also, you get real... it doesn't even matter what it is, whatever the impact is, you become very attuned with a rhythm. So if there's a specific rhythm, in other words, if it's constant, if it's just a boom, 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 you get attuned to it and then you just lose it.
I focus on that.
And then you're out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you no longer benefit from it.
Yeah. You know, what's actually kind of super fucking weird is like the couple of times that that's happened where it's a rhythm going, I almost like hear a like song in my head that goes along with it. And so I'm like hearing that song rather than feeling the impact. That's just how my fucking brain works.
Well, it's that attention span thing. If we can't keep your attention, you're just somewhere else, you know, and that's how you have to do it. You've got to change it up with you. So that's why it's really important.
Yeah. And he did. And it was fantastic. And he flogged me for a while.
Yes.
I mean, by the end of it, the poor guy is... sweating.
Oh yeah, he worked out. Yeah,
he's
was
like,
it was a
workout.
Do you
want to keep going? And I'm like, yes. But I look back at him and he's also, you know, sweating horribly. And I'm like, oh, no, like you obviously need a break.
Right.
But he was like so excited to give me that experience, which I loved. He's just very thoughtful like that.
Yeah, so it was a break time for you guys. We did not stop. And I thought it was interesting because you just kind of were watching us.
Yeah.
You know, this whole time. It was so fucking hot. I just really enjoyed it. And we were on the same bed, obviously, but having different kind of experiences, which we need to talk about. I find this the most interesting part of this entire weekend.
Okay, so I will say, let me preface this by saying that any other time that we've been with a couple, it has been with a woman that is at least bi-comfortable.
Yes.
And typically, our play starts that way. Like, if we're going to have an interaction with a couple, it's almost always the other female and myself kind of interacting, touching, kissing. You know, I think back to like the first time with Harry and Sally, our friends that we love to play with. And the woman's, she's bisexual. She's not even bi-comfortable.
Yeah, you guys are so hot together.
She's amazing. But the first time that we ever played together and what really got me into like the right headspace to really be with them was she and I were changing in the bathroom together, changing changing to lingerie, and we really started to kind of kiss and touch in the bathroom. And that gets my mind in the right space for whatever reason. And with this particular interaction, this woman is straight.
Yes.
Which is totally fine, but it's very different from what we've ever experienced before. Sure. And I think that that was part of it for me. It was that idea of like, it almost felt like after the Violet Wand experience, we were having two completely separate interactions, but in the same room.
We were. It was, we were in two completely different spaces within a very small confined space.
And I had a gut reaction to it.
Well, it's interesting because, and we talked about this prior to us having this conversation. And for me, I find it unique because you refer to it as you were somewhat jealous. Like you had this guttural reaction, like it was almost a jealousy thing initially. But I think what it was that being in the same room and us being with a couple, we have always interacted with the couple kind of the same way. Like we were on the same bed in the same room or even on separate beds beds at some point, but we were all interactive.
There was talking, we're joking, we're touching. Right. Yeah.
In this particular case, because she's a straight woman, she was not interested in licking you or you licking her or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
It was her and I and you and he. And when she and I were engaged, it was pretty intense. So I couldn't always see you and I really couldn't tell where you were. The room was relatively dark. We had candles lit, but you were kind of doing your own thing, but you were really hyper-focused on me.
Yeah.
And that kind of took away from your experience with him.
It did. Yeah, I was very much focused on what you guys were doing. And I've never experienced that before. It was really a completely different experience than I've ever had before. And it's weird because I'm now like just digesting all of it. I think as we came down from the weekend and I'm really having some time to think about it. And it wasn't jealousy in that I was angry that she had all of her attention on you.
Right.
It was more, I didn't 100% know how to handle the entire situation because we've never been in that situation before.
No.
And it felt weird. It just felt different to me than anything that we've done before. And so, yeah, I mean, I will be the first one to admit, I think I kind of, you know, maybe fucked up the vibe a little bit even because I wasn't 100% focused on what I needed to be focused on. I was very focused on her and you.
Well, and I think we decided, and really we decided this morning, it makes the most sense that when we're with another couple and the female of that couple is straight, not interested in any kind of a, you know, female-female interaction, we should play in separate rooms.
Right.
Which is, you know, totally fine with us. And if you're a couple that plays in separate rooms, that's our thing too. But we do like to play together with some couples, like our friends, Harry and Sally. We enjoy that interaction with them because they're just so much fun to be around and their energy is so much fun.
Right.
But we do play separate rooms as well. And this was an ideal situation where that probably should have taken place.
It should have. Yep, for sure.
Because it was just, you were just hyper-focused on what she and I were doing,
right,
and not focusing enough on what you were doing,
right?
You know, which really didn't, I don't want to say it spoiled your experience, but certainly your experience with him was not to the level that it normally would have been.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was definitely part of it. I will also say that, yeah, I mean, if you guys had been in a completely separate room and playing, it would have been better for me because then it's almost like an imagination thing and I don't have the ability to focus on you guys.
Right.
And I guess the biggest thing for me is I was sitting there watching you guys and there was no interaction with me whatsoever. So I felt almost removed from the situation, which for whatever reason made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I could tell at a certain point because you were kind of at the foot of the bed more. We were at the head of the bed. And at some point you were kind of rubbing my feet and kind of squeezing my feet and my leg and that kind of thing. And I can tell when you start doing that something's not 100%.
Yeah.
But as I was looking at you, of course, he's going down on you. You were sucking his cock at one point. So I wasn't sure what was going on. I didn't know if you were squeezing my leg because you were getting ready to have an orgasm or if it was like, you know, you were just a little uncomfortable and trying to get my attention.
No, I was very anxiety ridden in that moment.
It was hard for me to, read that because of everything that was going on. Not to mention, of course, she is sucking my cock and it was amazing. So I didn't really know where my focus was supposed to be at that moment.
Well, and I think that's the thing is like, if we're with a couple and we're in the same room, you have to be able to divide that attention. You have to.
Yes.
If you're not dividing that attention, it feels weird.
Well, for us,
the vibe is off in the room.
Yeah.
So if you want to be in that situation where it's just you and another person and it's just a back and forth energy exchange, I really do think for us going forward, that has to be separate from me because I'm very sensitive to energy.
Right.
And getting none of it from you guys made me feel anxious.
For sure. And it was very obvious that, well, to me, it was obvious afterwards because we had a very, you know, we had a conversation about it late that night until like 1:30 in the morning. And that's really where your anxiety came from, was that, you know, it's almost like there was glass between us.
Yep.
So we were experiencing the same thing because we were so close together. We could see everything, but you couldn't actually engage with me.
Yeah.
And like you couldn't get your hand through the glass type
thing. I did not like it.
And it was very uncomfortable for you.
I did not like it at all.
And really, shame on me because I couldn't tell exactly where your mind was because you were still kind of, you know, you guys were engaged in various positions and activities. So I couldn't really tell where you were at. But as I said, you were squeezing me a couple of times. And I thought, well, is she getting ready to have an orgasm? And then you did come a number of times. So I couldn't really, I didn't read it properly.
No, towards the end, I wasn't. And that's what I feel bad about. I wasn't even able to get myself to that mental space towards the end of our interaction because I was so focused on what the fuck you two were doing.
Right. And we were engaged. I mean, you know, she was really into sucking my cock and I was really getting into it. And we were, you know, it was a really kind of a, almost a primal thing. You know, I have a handful of her hair in my hand and I'm choking her at the same time, which obviously is her thing. And it was fucking hot. So I wasn't entirely focused on what you guys were doing, although I could see you and they're, you know, kind of through the candlelight type thing. I just couldn't really see what was happening a lot of time or hear. I certainly couldn't hear for whatever reason. You know, you guys are whispering and we're whispering. And so I couldn't tell exactly what the situation was. I didn't read it properly.
Yeah.
You know,
so it was an interesting soft swap experience.
Which we love. We had one of our hottest experiences was a soft swap and we were eager to do it again.
I fucking love soft swaps. Like I would do that.
Well, we have to talk about that. Why we love it so much. I mean, we're with a great couple, of course, and I was, you know, super engaged with this beautiful woman. But when it's over, you're still fucking amped up.
Yeah.
And of course, what happens when they leave? We're upstairs fucking until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. And that's, I mean, it's just super intense, which is what I'm sure they did when they got back to the room.
Well, it's like this supercharged, it's like a, you know, like a ball of sexual energy all concentrated in one spot. And then when we were alone, it just fucking exploded.
Yeah, then we got to sleep for a few hours and then it was back on again first thing in the morning.
Oh my God, I was so horny the next day. It was crazy. Like, so, I just needed your cock the entire morning.
So let's talk about the wand, because they left the wand for us to play with the next day as well.
Yep.
That night and the next day. We didn't play with it again that night. We used it the next morning and we play with it differently,
right?
And it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was.
So what we did was we turned you into the conductor again.
Yeah.
And I was fucking you with that thing, with you being attached to it.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. Your responsiveness and your reactions were just bizarre.
It was bizarre. How?
Because you were just like, it was like your intensity, your orgasm is intense and the intensity was intensified. It was bizarre. You know.
Yeah. Well, so at one point you used the wand on me again first.
Yes. On high.
Well, actually you went down on me first.
Right.
And then you used the wand and then you fucked me and it was like
with the wand.
Well, for a little bit, but yes, what was interesting is the intensity from the electricity and the wand and you all at the same time created this like humming feeling in my body. That's how I can best describe this. It felt like my entire body was humming.
Yeah, I was fucking you. I was using the wand on you at the same time with the electricity, and it just became too much. Like the wand was too much.
Yeah.
I had to take it off.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it was overwhelming.
And then you just fucked me, and you made me come like 3 times in like 5 minutes.
Super hard.
Yeah.
Super hard.
I think I squirted on you a little bit.
And so, yeah, I mean, that wand is amazing. The electricity is just crazy.
The violet wand. I need one. I need one of those in my life.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. And obviously, I'm as we're playing with it with them, I'm trying to think in my head, like, what do we have in the box that I can break out that would be really unique? So, of course, the first thing that comes to my mind is our anal hook, which is metal. And I'm thinking, I wonder how that would work out. And you're like, no, you're not doing that.
I'm not doing that. No. A big metal conductor inside my ass? No, thank you.
I just think it'd be fucking insane.
Maybe we can work up to that if we buy one. But I'm
for sure.
Not
it's the
right
first thing
bat.
We're going to do.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 100%. Yeah, I'm breaking out the hook. I'm tying it up. I'm going to bind you. And we're going to play with the wand.
Oh.
It's going to be crazy. Could you imagine the electrical metal piece under you and the hook inside of you?
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
I don't know.
Do you
might
want to
be
try
like,
it first?
You might be like a 220 amp. I could plug an air conditioner into you or something. It'd be amazing. I don't know.
I'm glad you think it's amazing. I don't love that idea.
Yeah. I don't like a 220 breaker. I don't know.
No, but I need to experiment with this because now I have all sorts of fucking ideas running through my head of what we could do with it. Like,
yeah, it's endless.
Not the anal hook, but a million other like awesome things.
That's where my head's at, just saying. Yeah. Oh, well, what about like the our geisha plug with the Benoit balls inside of it?
Okay, that could be cool because the geisha plug itself is rubber, silicone.
Silicone, so there's a kind of a base there or a protective covering.
I don't even know if you'd feel it because I'm not sure if it would go through the silicone.
I don't know. I'm willing to try though.
Yeah, because it has the metal balls inside.
We'll figure that out. We will totally figure that out. Nonetheless, it was a fucking amazing hot night and morning. And then last night they were, or yesterday afternoon, we spent the entire afternoon with them. We had lunch at one of our favorite places in our town. And then we came back to the house and had a total photography session.
Yes.
Which was so nice of them. I mean, he is an amazing photographer, really. I mean, they went above and beyond. They brought all the props. I mean, our living room looked like a fucking, you know, photography studio.
Yes.
It was amazing.
And she was so thoughtful through the whole thing. She's fixing my hair and she's, you know, just really making sure that I look good and am comfortable in the pictures.
I mean, it was the fluffer.
It was one of the coolest experiences ever doing that shoot with them.
Yes, they were really...
It was people that we felt comfortable with. So I was okay, like, basically having my ass hanging out and all that shit. Like, I wasn't super self-conscious. It felt very comfortable.
Right. No, it was great.
Very cool.
We spent a lot of time doing that, and part of why we did this this shoot, and they knew that, was we really wanted to come up with a new logo for the brand.
Right.
And they took a lot of time with us trying to figure that out. I think we've got the right picture.
They were super fucking patient. We were assholes about it.
It was just, well, because we were just so, you know, frustrated with trying to figure out what it was exactly we were looking for because we didn't really know. We knew what we didn't want. I knew what I didn't want it to look like and, you know, that kind of thing. So they were super patient and put up with our shit. and I think we finally got the right look. So once they kind of doctor up the pieces that need to be adjusted, I think it's going to be fucking amazing.
I'm
looking forward to that. But we spent all afternoon doing that. It was fucking amazing.
I mean, they spent
a lot of time with us to do that.
Like I said, this couple was just incredibly thoughtful. I feel like our weekend was enriched in so many ways by them, you know, bringing their knowledge to the table more so than anything else. That amazing amount of knowledge that they had about things that we had no fucking idea about.
Right.
And that was cool. Like, I felt like we walked away from this weekend with like a bunch of like new tools in our arsenal.
Well, we've talked about this. We talked about it this morning. You know, the whole idea for us is when we meet new couples, and we say this all the time, it's not our thing. It is some other people's. And we get that. To go to a club or go to an event or simply just meet for the first time and then, you know, go have sex and have a hot, steamy evening and then maybe not talk to each other again. Who knows?
Right.
For us, we really like to get to know couples particularly because we enjoy that friendship with these couples and the connections that we have developed. And this was absolutely no exception. We met this couple out of town. They came to visit us, which was great. They came from, you know, far away to come visit us. They drove to us, spent the weekend with them, learned a lot about them, got really connected in multiple ways, not just physically. And these are now people that we consider to be friends and, you know, lifelong friends.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving the country, unfortunately, but good for them. It's going to be an amazing experience. But these are people we will stay connected with, you know, for as long as I can imagine.
Yeah, you know? I sure hope so. They're
and that's
amazing.
A big deal because, I mean, listen, even in the vanilla world, that's not a thing.
Right.
You know, this is a very...
How often do you meet a vanilla couple and get to experience so many different things where you walk away going, oh, fuck, that was an amazing weekend.
Right.
Take the sex out of it altogether, even just the other things that we learn from them.
Right.
I'm like, God, that was a fucking cool weekend.
Well, it's just a cool connection. Listen, I thought about it Friday night while we were out. And again, we're at two of our favorite places. And we spent a lot of time there. And we meet a lot of people there, obviously. And so talking to them, though... And we spent, I don't even know how many hours, and we closed the one place.
Four,
we had
to be 4 hours.
Yeah, 4.5 hours. We really talked about everything lifestyle. And we talked about things that were intimate to us and to them, experiences that we had had, things that worked out really well, things that did not work out really well. We had very open, cogent conversation with another couple in the lifestyle and didn't really hide anything. It was just wide open. You know, it was completely uncensored.
And that felt good because I also didn't receive any judgment back from them.
No, and certainly we didn't judge them at all. So I just find it so interesting that we were able to do that.
When we're with a lifestyle couple, it reinforces to me that like we are doing the right thing by being in the lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yes.
For us, we're doing the right thing for us, because whenever we have a chance to tell other people our story and really give them an idea of who we are as a lifestyle couple, as we're talking through all of that, I always feel good. Like, right. It gives me this feeling of satisfaction. And to me, that means, you know, this is right for us and it's the right move for us to make in our relationship.
Right. And as I was alluding to, us meeting couples and becoming friendly with them and forming a bond with them and then having that kind of sexual component is a big deal for us. That's what works for us.
Yeah. The recipe for success, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been basically 100% for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought it was great. I really, really enjoyed the weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for an amazing weekend. Hopefully you're listening.
Yes.
And we're going to, sounds like, have a fun day again today. I better gear up.
Yes. It's going to be very interesting today. Probably all the way through the evening. We're going to be very busy.
Oh, shit.
But we do have some cool stuff coming up. We are planning a fall event.
Yes.
We are still kind of bouncing back and forth where that event is going to be taking place. Looks like
somewhere warm.
It's going to be warm for sure. It's absolutely going to be warm. So it'll be interesting. We'll start giving you guys some information as we solidify plans, but it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to making that trip. We'll get to the beach.
Another mix and mingle event. Yeah. Ooh, maybe with some sand on our toes.
Yeah. Some sand, some drinks, some boat drinks, as they say.
Some boat drinks.
Yes. And for those of you out there who know that, know where that comes from, shoot us an email. Tell me how smart you are. And it's a movie. You don't know because you're a baby. You don't know these things.
No, I have no idea.
No, you don't. So anyway, we're looking forward to it. Hot summer. Gonna be
hell
awesome.
Hell yeah.
And more dinner parties. That worked out really well. I'm excited to do the next one. The planning is everything, you know?
Yeah.
Getting ahead of everything is the key, obviously, and planning something like that and putting something like that
together.
You did
a great job. It was an amazing meal, and you are just a great host. So.
Well, it worked out really well. You're a pretty sexy host yourself.
Thanks.
Running around with your dress on, playing the Am I Wearing Underwear game. Of course you weren't.
I always lose that game.
Always.
Or always, win. Depending on how you look at it.
I always win that game. So yeah, it was great. We enjoyed it very much and look forward to next week's episode. There's no telling what we're going to have to talk about.
Well, it's probably going to be a hot wife experience from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, maybe have to break it up into a couple of different episodes the way it's shaping up.
So stay tuned for more Brenna being a slut stories.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tune in.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.